Hello.
Hey Grant, is
Hey,
that
what's up,
you?
Martin? Yeah, that's me.
All right, how you doing now? This is Rick with Off & Maser. We were just having a chat on the website. How's your day coming
I'm
along?
doing great. Yeah, it's great. I'm enjoying my time.
All right, wonderful. So I just thought it'd be easier to, kind of hop on a quick call, and
Yeah,
that way
sure,
I can
yeah.
iron out some details that you might require about our process, how we work, and then, of course, the discovery of your application idea on what you're trying to accomplish today. So tell me about it, Grant. I think we've covered, I think, the first leg of the process I was explaining to you, and I mentioned that we, this that we're having right now is the pre-onboarding discovery, whereby, we understand your idea to the point where we know what kind of resources are going to go into it. And that's exactly how we boil down to a fixed price that we can commit to. And then, more importantly, a timeline that we think we can complete the project within, right? However, there are some details that we leave unturned deliberately until you sign up with us. That's the tech stack and the minute details about, how to go about a particular feature and whatnot. And that's just because, we'd like to have the team on board when we start discussing that. And that happens when you are, officially onboarded with us and the agreement has been signed. And we have you on board, right? So when that happens, we'll have a team assigned to you, like I mentioned, and you have a project manager to you day and night. You stay in collaboration with him, and I think I already mentioned this on the chat, but if you ask me how we are different from some other companies out there, or how why you would want to work with us, is because we work on a collaboration basis. It's not like you, I take your order today and I get back to you 4 months later. And I tell you, your app is ready and it's good to go live. That doesn't happen, right? So we stay in contact with you at least twice a week. You'll get to see something from our team on what they've worked on during the week. And your feedback and your approval is required before we take it to the next leg of development.
Do I have the access to the team like anytime? Like for example, if I want to see like what they're coding right now, I just want to oversee this process for sure. Do I have the access to that, or I only get to like see, hear back from the team like biweekly, and they will give me a report and that,
Well, so you can reach out to your team at any time whenever you have questions. However, on top of that, there's two things we do. So we make a full log of your project on Jira. If you've heard of the Jira tool, we use that to keep a full log of all the man hours that have gone into your project and the development work that has been completed on the real-time basis. So when the developer is working, you know what they're working on and what they've completed in a certain day. And then after that, you also have access to your project manager, like I mentioned, and you can always, call them up. You have their number, you have their email, and they will stay in collaboration with you anyway. They'll stay in contact with you, and they'll let you know. On top of that, we also, create a repository, say on GitHub or whatever you prefer, and that way, at each milestone of the development, we deposit the code in the GitHub repository. So you can fork that and you can pull that at any time, and that's yours, of course, because like I said, we work on a commission basis, and whatever we are doing is at the end of the day belongs to you and it's going to be handed over to you at each milestone.
Okay, sure. That sounds great. And well, I understand that you are saying that what makes your company different from others out there in the market is that you work on a collaboration basis, right? But I think another important point is that engineers. So I think engineers in your company would be what makes your company different from others. So like, can I hear more about like how the background of your engineers, like how good they are, what kind of projects they've been work they have worked on, and how successful they are.
Oh, well, yeah, definitely. So if you might have noticed on our website, we claim that we hire only the top 4% of the talent. We have a rigorous hiring process whereby we have an ATS system that's an automatic resume screening system that's inbuilt by our company. It's a custom tool that we have designed for our sales. And what that does is that it only screens out and it fleshes out just the top 4% of the development resources and the, you know, the resumes and CVs that we receive for each of the designations. And that helps us hire only the top people. And along with that, you know, we also make sure they have at least 3 years of experience. The minimum experience that a junior designer or developer with us has is going to be about three years minimum. And then, you know, in some cases, it is also 7, 8, and 10 years. I think our portfolio is going to speak a lot more about the kind of work we do.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Did you get a chance to look at that on the website? I mean, I can send you our company profile as well. We work with
that. Oh, that would be great. Yeah.
Yeah, so we work with Estee Lauder. I'll send you the email, you know, with our company profile as well. Have you heard about Estee Lauder, by the way?
Estee Lauder.
Estee Lauder. It's one of the top five cosmetics company in the USA.
Oh, wait. Well, what's it called? How do you spell that?
Okay, it's going to be E S T E E.
E S T E E S T E E.
Right, and then
Estee Lauder. Oh, I see that.
Lauder.
Yeah, got it. Yeah,
I
see this. Yeah, I see it right now. It's a beauty products company, skincare, makeup, and yeah.
There
great.
You go. Yeah, so they have consultants all over the USA, and now they have also, you know, consultants in the international market.
Mm-hmm.
And the app we have created for them, it kind of brings all the consultants from all over the USA and all over the world on board on the application, and allows them a streamlined educational process about, you know, the offerings and the products that Estee Lauder offers. So that's one app we've done. It's also live on the app stores. You could also download it and, you know, kind of review it for the quality of work. Another name that we work with and we're working with right now is the Integrated Recycling Technologies. Happens to be one of the most established hardware recycling companies. So what they do is they purchase hardware scrap and hardware accessories from all over the USA from their designated suppliers, and they recycle those items to collect the metallurgical components from those equipments and all those circuit boards and memory chips and whatnot. So I'll show you the work we've done for them, and that's in process too right now as far as their the web site is concerned. So what we're doing for them is that, you know, it's going to, for their suppliers all over the USA, there is a, streamlined essay system for all the metals that are involved within a chip or a particular circuit board or a particular motherboard or whatever, the item is that they are looking to purchase. And they can get, their suppliers can get automatic quotes based off, the components that are present within a particular board, and they can get a price per pound on how much IRT is willing to offer them for their supplies that they have available, right?
It might not make a lot of sense right now.
Yeah, sorry?
Sure, I mean, that is really impressive to hear about, yeah. Well, like, as I mentioned in the chat, I said my app is going to involve computer vision, highly likely to involve machine learning. So can your company do that?
That's exactly why I mentioned about the IRT, and in IRT, one of the components or one of the feature modules available in the IRT application, for example, is that you could take a picture of a circuit board, for example, and just based upon how that circuit board looks like and how that's designed, it can tell you which circuit board it is and what is going to be the price, what make it is, which company it belongs to, and all the information is going to be pulled. So that is an example of an optical vision, app that we have.
Oh, you guys do OCR?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh, optical character recognition. Oh yeah, that is exactly what my need is at.
Right,
so, and that's great to hear about. Yeah.
So yeah, let me tell you about one more. You know, since we're discussing about it, and I love to speak about what we've done in the recent past. We're also working with Exiom Rail Services. And what they do is, for the rail sites all over the USA, they are designing a proprietary, drone, more like a drone equipment, that's going to fly over, a rail site. And each rail site has a serial number that is kind of its identification And based upon the software that's going to be integrated with the drone, it's going to take a picture automatically when it sees a serial number that's a particular integer digits. It's three letters and then seven numbers. So it's going to automatically detect that, take a picture, send it back to the warehouse that's say 500 miles away, and automatically going to process the picture and store that serial number using using OCR to pick up that number from the image that's collected from the drone. So those are the kind of projects we work on as far as the optical vision and OCR is concerned.
Wow, that sounds really great. At least right now I understand that what your company does will match what my need is. Other than that, my concern will be about intellectual property. So for sure you understand that a person's idea is really important, right? As it might be turning into a business that's worth a lot of money. So I wanted to know more about how my IP will be protected during this entire process.
Well, so first of all, I'll send you a draft of our contract as well, but it does have a clause for intellectual property right as well. I also mentioned this on the chat that we were having right now, and I mentioned that we strictly work for hire. Now, that's a legal terminology, and that's mentioned on our contract as well. In legal terms, work for hire essentially means that we are working with you on a commission basis whereby you pay for the development hours and we get the work done for you, and anything and everything that goes into the development of your platform, right? Be that the source code, be that any kind of animations and copywriting, whatever that is going to belong to you, not just the final product, but also the methodology, any ingredients in layman terms that's used to build the project is going to belong to you and is going to be submitted to you 100%. After that, if you would like to make sure that the idea is not copied by anyone apart from us, we do highly recommend that you get it patented. The front end is something that you could patent, and then also the source code, since we write it from scratch and we don't use any kind of libraries available, we don't use any kind of pre-made templates, that also allows you to get it patented with the USPTO, the United States Patent and Trademark Office. In fact, about 50% of our clients do go that route as well, just to make sure the idea is protected in the market with us, and then of course in the market as well.
I see. Does it cost money to get my thing patented?
Yeah, it does. And then patent is, depending upon how you do it. For example, if you hire a legal attorney to get it done, they might charge you anywhere between $2,000 and $4,000, right? And that's just my educated guess. I'm no lawyer. I'm no paralegal. So
yeah, I understand.
So just based upon, my other clients and how they have gone through this. Otherwise, if you'd like to do it yourself, there's an option for DIY as well. And that is going to cost you a lot lesser, because you just have to pay the government fee that I think is somewhere about $500 per classification for getting a patent done. Even a utility patent, more like a provisional patent, is going to be enough for you, and you wouldn't have to go for an actual design patent or a planned patent or even a utility patent for that matter. Just get a provisional patent, and that's going to be enough security for you to make sure it doesn't get copied.
I see. Well, thanks for your information. So right now I understand that your company does have legal agreements. Your company is legally restricted in terms of intellectual property, protecting clients' privacy. But what I'm thinking about is that, so you said there's going to be a pre-onboarding session of me meeting with the company's team, right? I'm going to tell them what my need is, and we're going to talk about the time constraints, the money, the pricing. And so, but for that session, when we are meeting in that session, I'm still technically not signed up with your company, right? You are still not committing to my project. So if I tell you my idea during that session, is that idea also protected or something?
Well, yeah, for that we send you an NDA. I think I offered that on the chat as well. But if you'd like to sign an NDA before we get into the details, you do have that option as well. In fact, we do recommend and we prefer that you sign the NDA, but we don't make it a hard and fast rule. You can, avoid it if you don't want to. If you just want to, get like a surface detail on how we work, just exactly what we're having right now, it's up to you. But, before we get into more details about the idea, we do definitely recommend that you sign the NDA. If you have an NDA from your legal team, you could send that over. But otherwise, we can supply you an NDA as well. And, you could sign that, and then we can go into the details about your project. However, the pre-onboarding discovery that you mentioned, that's exactly what we're having right now, and it is actually the purpose of this call. So myself, for my better introduction, I happen to be the vice president for a product strategy here, and my job is to, get the pre-onboarding discovery executed. So we have all the details from you, and then I speak to my internal team and get back to you with the final pricing and the final timeline that we can offer to deliver your project from scratch until the finish line, right? And then once you sign up with us is when we assign you a project manager and we assign you a team based upon the capabilities and skill set required by the team in order to be able to fully execute your project.
I see. I understand right now. Thank you so much for your time. And right now, I just want to ask, since you mentioned that your company does do OCR-related projects, how much do they typically cost if it involves with the text recognition or maybe so my thing is gonna involve handwritten text conversion, like convert handwritten text into something that's readable by a computer system.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch you. Convert what text again?
Handwritten text. So I believe that's an OCR technology. So the technology will recognize handwritten text and convert that into something that's readable by computer.
Grant, how do you spell that word? I'm sorry, I'm not able to catch the word.
Handwritten.
Handwritten. Okay. Handwritten.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I think the reception on the line is pretty bad. But
No worries. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. Yes. Mm-hmm. That is an application of OCR technology, and definitely something that should be doable. However, when you ask me about more like a ballpark pricing, I wouldn't want to give you any numbers off the top of my head because honestly, I have no idea right now what the application would do and how much it would cost to build it. My advice here, my suggestion would be that we get into a bit of a detail on what you need, and based upon that, I can give you an educated ballpark on how much this would cost you, rather than just giving you the numbers off the top of my head. Because, when we get into the details, right now I give you a number, and we get into the details, and we find out that we can no longer stay within that ballpark, it's just not going to look good. And I think it's best to get into the details first. If you want to sign an NDA, I can send you an NDA as well. But I think you can tell me first whether what you need, at least the high-level details, and based upon that, I can give you a safe ballpark, like a ceiling and then a floor pricing as well, just so you know what this will cost you and within what range is this going to be.
Okay. Do you mind me asking how much it costs for your company to build the IRT theme where you take a picture of a motherboard and tells you information about this motherboard? Like, how much did it cost you to build that project?
So IRT does a lot more than that. And, that's just, say one piece. The OCR work is just one piece of that project, right? But if you ask me how much IRT itself costs, that, of course, I cannot disclose to you because it's under the NDA. Like, just like I'm offering you an NDA, I have an NDA signed with them as well.
Okay.
I hope you understand. But I can give you...
Oh, I understand, definitely.
Yeah. But if you ask me, let's say, if it's an OCR work where the handwriting has to be read off the top of a paper sheet that is, taken an image of, and the OCR collects that and writes that into plain text, that alone is going to be somewhere about, we're looking at somewhere about $8,000 to $10,000 is going to be the one-time fee for just that part of the development. Once again, if anything else is going into it, we'd have to calculate the man hours and give you a cost for those modules of development as well.
So that piece itself is going to be about $8,000 to $10,000, right?
$8,000 to $10,000 is what we're looking at.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And does it? If I just want that piece, like, is it just that just that feature, or like it's a complete app that has a user interface that's front end, back end, and has a some sort of data transmission process? Are we looking at this entire completed app or just that feature alone?
Okay, so the price that I quoted to you is going to be more, is going to include more of a simple app, and what that's going to do is that you can download that app from a link on your phone, just like you download any application. You go into it, you see a splash screen, you log in, you sign up, and then, you know, we will integrate your camera, the phone's camera, into the application. So the app is going to ask you for permission to access the camera, and when you allow that as a user, you're going to take a picture of, say, a piece of paper with a handwriting, and that is going to be processed, and it's going to tell you what is written on the piece of paper based upon the handwriting. That, and then it's going to save it in a log that is going to be available on the application as well. All that is going to come at the price that I quoted to you. Anything apart from this is going to be on top.
I see, I see. And how's the accuracy?
Well, the accuracy is, you know, it, again, you know, when you say accuracy, I'm not too sure, you know, what the implication or what the essentially the application of this kind of a software is. I mean, if you're trying to read doctor's prescriptions, then that's one thing, right? If you want to have, you know, the examination notes, you know, OCR'd, that's another application. So, I mean, if I can get some more
So
detail, I'd
how
give
about
it to you.
this? Can you send me an NDA right now, and I can just sign it right now, and this NDA will be active for this phone session, right?
The NDA is going to cover everything from this point onwards until the project has been delivered. It's going to cover, it's going to cover for everything that goes within this, you know, the whole process, including, you know, if we, if you hopefully get to work with us, that's going to be covered within this NDA as well.
And let's just say, unfortunately, I don't end up working with you guys. The NDA will still be valid, right? Like, none of my things will be disclosed.
Absolutely. Yep. That's also
Okay,
mentioned
that
in the
sounds great.
NDA that I'll send to you. Yep.
That would be great. Okay. So you just mentioned that you have a 30 you have 30 minutes for me before your next meeting. Do you think we have enough time to sign NDA and for me to ask a bit more questions?
Well, I just have 15 minutes of, you know, more like a sync up with another client that I've not been able to meet for about a week now, and that is going to be in about 5 minutes. So what I'll do is, I mean, if you have some time, I'll send you the NDA right now, and then, you know, meantime you sign the NDA, I can get done with the other client, and then about 12:30, I'm in California, so I'm quoting the Pacific time. 12:30, I can call you back. Say 12:30, 12:35, say maximum 12:40, I can call you back and we can continue from here.
That would be great. I'll be looking forward to your phone call back.
All right, perfect. Thank you. Grant, I'd need your email and your company's name so I can put that on the NDA and send that over to you. Could you drop that on the website chat?
Well, actually, I don't have a company's name right now because right now I'm still at a startup stage. I don't have a company registered, so I'm just by myself and my team.
Okay. Well, not a problem. So in that case, just send me your business email, and that way I can go ahead and send you the NDA.
Okay, sure. So what do I send you? I send you my email, and what else do you need?
Well, I think just your email right now. So I have an email to send this over to you. And I think I
Okay.
have your first name, right? So I'll need your last name as well.
Well, that's not my legal first name. It's just a name I use for people to pronounce either. I'll send you my legal name. Would that be fine for you?
Of course, yeah, I need that in order to be able to prepare the NDA. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Okay, sent. Do you mind
I
taking?
think I have it here. Okay, I'm not too sure how you pronounce your first name. Hongji Lu?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah,
All
that's
right,
it.
Hongji, good to have you today. Let me go ahead and prepare the NDA for you. And then in the meantime, I'll you know, accommodate my other client and call you back in you know, about 20, 25 minutes. All right.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much.
Thanks again. You have a great day. I'll call you back. Bye now.
You too.
Thank you.